And as I waited and prayed about, you know, what the Lord would have me share, you know, I just heard those three words, come up higher. And I began to look at a few scriptures, and I found scriptures, and there are a lot of things where God is calling his people to come up higher. And the scripture we're going to look at tonight is found in Luke 14. It's a parable that Jesus taught. And it says here in Luke 14, we're going to read from verse 7 through to verse 11. Now you'll have to, I may not be able to turn up the scriptures as quick. I'm trying to break in a new Bible, and I always hate doing that, because I don't know where scriptures are in this Bible now. I had them marked in my other one, but the other one's beginning to fall to pieces, and I've got pages falling out of it, and so I thought, well, it's time to get a new one. And they're not... Whereas I used to know that a scripture was on, perhaps in the bottom left corner, now it's moved. So we'll see how we go. Luke 14, verse 7. It says, so he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, when you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man, and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. You know, there's those words in verse 10, when verse 8 says, go up higher. You know, come up higher. You know, a few years ago, I was trying to think whereabouts it was. I was in a hotel. I was on holiday somewhere, and I don't know where we were. But as you went into the hotel, in order to get to the other levels, as you went on the ground level, in order to get up to the higher levels of the hotel, the first thing you had to do was go down some steps. So in order to go up, you had to go down. And I thought it was quite strange, you know, not many steps, you know, it was about 3 or 4 steps, but you had to go down some steps to get to where the lifts were, and to where the other stairs were to take you up. And so as I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the what God wants me to share, I've called this, and I'm going to look at a few scriptures over the course of the next few weeks, but I've called this teaching series, The First Step Up is Down. The first step up is down. You think it might sound strange? Well, that's really from that hotel. That's where I got the inspiration from. You know, it's the first, if you want to go up, the first thing you've got to do is go down. And that's what this parable is teaching us. Because it says here that Jesus said in the parable, he says, look, he says, when you're invited to a wedding feast, or invited to anybody, he says, don't choose the best seats. You know, take a lower place, go down a bit, so that you can be exalted. So that when your friend comes in and he says, look, he said, friend, you're sitting in the low seats, you know, come up higher. Because if we want to come up higher, we've got to go down. That's what it says here in verse 11. It says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now this teaching is the same throughout the scriptures. If you want to be exalted, you've got to be humble. You know, John the Baptist said about his own life, he says, Jesus has got to increase. He says, but I have got to decrease. You know, I've got to become less and less so that he can become more and more. You know, in our lives, we've got to become less and less so that God will raise us up. So God will call us higher. Let's just turn over. So I want to show you from a few scriptures. This isn't just one isolated verse. This is right through the scriptures. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. Here in 1 Peter, you know, you'll see the same words being used. The word is humble or humility. And in 1 Peter 5, verse 5, it says this. It says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. And it goes on, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Now this word humble here, and we've got to understand what it means. Actually, we get the definition of it in verse 5. It says that we should submit ourselves to humble yourself is to submit yourself to someone greater. Obviously, it says here, submit yourself or exalt yourself and humble yourself under God. You know, humble yourself under God. Submit yourself to God. Another verse, I believe it's in James, says, submit to God. You know, submit to God. You know, we've got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You know, when we humble ourselves, God will lift us up. It's those who try and exalt themselves and make themselves so big and make themselves to be so special that they don't get exalted. See, God resists the proud, it says. But he gives grace to the humble. Now, grace elevates. And that's something that we are going to see over the course of the next few weeks or months, that grace lifts. Grace causes us to abound. You know, grace is the love and favor of God. And favor promotes. It causes us to increase. It causes us to come up higher. And although, without giving a, going into tonight and giving a lot of a few things for you to think about, you know, we're going to look at the life of Joseph. We're going to see how God's favor and grace was upon him, and it caused him to increase, to come up higher. Yes, he was sold by his brothers into Egypt, and in Egypt he served Potiphar. He served the command, Pharaoh's commanding, the captain of the guard, his commanding officer. He served him. He was, basically, he was a slave in Potiphar's house. But it says in the scriptures that God exalted him. God raised him up and put him in charge of everything that was in that house. Because everything Joseph did prospered. And then events took a turn, and Potiphar's wife accused Joseph of trying to rape her, and Potiphar had him thrown in prison. But then we find in prison, God began to increase him. God began to raise him up. And Joseph became one of the trusted prisoners, and he was in charge of others, and he looked after other people in the prison. God began to exalt him and lift him. He got forgotten about. Then one day his chap that was in there with him, one of the prisoners, remembered Joseph. Pharaoh called him to his court, and from there we see God raising him up again. Eventually he went from, as a lot of people tell us, he went from prison to prime minister. He did that in less than 24 hours. You know, God raised him up. You know, if we humble ourselves under God, God will exalt us. God will lift us up. So the first step up is down. If we want to be exalted, I think the scripture was used on Sunday. If we want to, if we want to be first, we've got to be last. And I think that sounds strange. That's the way it is. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first, the Bible says. If we want to be raised up, we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to make ourselves submissive to all. So the first step up is down. Let's just to show you, again, it's not an isolated thing. We just turn back to the book of James, because it says the same thing as it says in Peter. I just want you to see it in the scriptures. Actually, it's the very same scripture. James 4, verse 6, it says, "He gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Now these are two different writers. We've got James and we've got Peter. Two men that served with Jesus, two men that were with him. Both writing to churches, possibly different churches. But both saying the same thing. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And then it goes on in verse 10. It says, "Humble yourselves." Well, I read verse 7, the next verse. It says, "Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded." In verse 10 says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You know, if we want to be lifted up, we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to submit to God. Now, being humble is not, as you might hear a lot of people say, well, it's not making yourself unworthy. People think that if they act all unworthy, like they don't deserve anything, they don't deserve salvation, or they don't deserve it. And we don't, you know, there's nothing in us that deserves it. But God did it for us anyway. God saved us, God loved us, God saved us, Jesus died for us. Yes, we may not have been worthy of it, we may not have deserved it, but God thought it worthwhile. God counted us worthy. So if we make ourselves and say, oh, and you hear a lot of people when they come to prayer, "Oh God, I'm so unworthy, I'm so..." That's not humility, that's not being humble. That's a type of pride. You say, well, I'm not proud. But it's like an inverted pride. It's not making yourself out to be so big, it's making yourself out to be so small. And saying that you're not worth it, you're not worthy of anything. And God resists that. What God wants us is to submit to Him. No, we know we're not anything without God. And that's all it means, is that we come under His submission, we do what He wants to do. That's what Jesus did. He submitted Himself to His Father's will. And actually, the Bible tells us that in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Perhaps it's worth us looking at it. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Well, we'll read it from verse 5, because that's where the context of the scripture comes. Philippians 2, verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God." You know, Jesus didn't count equality with God as taking anything from God. He didn't take away from the deity of God by claiming to be who He was. But He said He made Himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God has also highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You hear what it said there? It says, He, being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself. No, He didn't make Himself low and unworthy. What He did, He submitted to His Father's will. He came to this earth. The Father sent Jesus. God so loved the world that He gave Jesus. You know, Jesus came, surrendered His life to serving His Father. You notice what Jesus said about Himself as you go through the Gospels. He says, look, He says, I don't do anything that of my own. I don't say anything from myself. I don't do anything of my own volition. He says, everything I do is what the Father says and what the Father does. I do what my Father says and what my Father wants me to do. In other words, it says, I'm totally surrendered and submitted to the Father's will. That was humility. Now, some people say, well, if you want to be humble, you've got to make yourself as poor as you can. You've got to make yourself as so low and so debased. That's not what humility means. Humility is just being surrendered and submissive to God. Doing what God wants you to do. Being the person that God wants you to be. Submit yourself to God. And look at what it says of Jesus. It says, He was found in appearance as a man. It says, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. You know, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus was facing the cross, you know, He showed true humility there. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know, if there's any other way possible, you know, Father, if it can be any other way, let it be. But He says, nevertheless, you know, I'm committed to serving you. You know, not my will, but thine be done. And then what it says in verse 9, it says, therefore, because He humbled Himself, because Jesus submitted Himself to the Father, therefore God has highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name. Jesus humbled Himself and God exalted Him. And the scripture says that if we humble ourselves under Him, God will exalt us. God will raise us up. God will lift us up. God will call us higher. So the first step up is down in humility. in submission to the Father. Let's look at one more scripture tonight. So I'm not gonna spend too long tonight just going through this. I just want you to get the essence of what we're going to be looking at over the next few weeks. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, there was a man in this chapter. We read about him in verse 9 to 14, I think it is. And then this, again, it's another parable Jesus taught about two men. And Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. That's pride. They trusted in themselves. God resists the proud. It says, these two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men. You can see this pride in his eye. You know, I'm not an extortioner, I'm not unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. And in this story, you can just picture these two men, you know, stood side by side praying. Up at the temple, you know, that place there, that stood next to each other. You know, I am not like other men. Really not like this fella. He's just a little bit way down from me. You know, this man is so proud. He's trusting in himself. And he goes, look, he says, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. He really thinks a lot of himself, this fella does. And then it says, and the tax collector stood afar off. He would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, I tell you, this man, the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And the words of Jesus. You know, whoever humbles himself will be exalted. You know, that man, he's trusting in himself. He trusted in his good deeds. He looked at other people and thought, well, he was much better off than them. He was better than they were, you know. Well, he prayed every day, you know, he fasted, he gave his tithes and his offerings, and he did all this, and he thinks, what a wonderful person I am. But God doesn't look at it like that. But the other fella, the tax collector, you know, almost unable to lift his eyes to heaven, it says there. He just submitted himself to God. You know, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, there's nothing in me that's deserving of your mercy, but God, be merciful. He put his trust in God, and he says, this man went down to his house justified. Why? Because he humbled himself. And that's all what happens when we get saved, isn't it? We humble ourselves to the saving work of Jesus Christ. We know we need a Savior. We know we're a sinner. We know we do wrong. And we come to him and we throw ourselves upon him and say, God, be merciful to me. And what happens when we get saved? Yeah, we ask for God's mercy, and what's this? We haven't really got time to look at it tonight, but the Bible says that he lifts us up. He sets our feet on a rock. He lifts us out of the mire, out of the sinking sand, places our feet on something solid. Why? Because we humble ourselves under him and he exalts us. So, just give you something to think about as wrap it up here tonight. The first step up, if you want to go up, the first step up is down. To take a step down. You know, I'll never forget that hotel. You know, in order to get up to the, from ground level to get up to the first floor, you had to go down about 4 or 5 steps. And I always thought it's strange, because especially if you're carrying a heavy case. You know, it's nice if you're carrying a heavy case and you just want to go up straight to the room, but you have to take it down an extra set of stairs. Lug it down the stairs and then, you know that, mate? It's 5 extra stairs you've got to climb to get back up again. But the first step up is down. Certainly where God's concerned. Now, as we go on from next week, we're going to see, you know, how certain people in the scriptures, how they, when they approached God, their first step was to throw themselves before God. They went down on their knees. Went down, they bowed down before God. Because if you want to go up, you've got to go down. Sounds strange, but that's the way it is. That's something for you to think about over the next few weeks. Okay. So, till next week anyway.